The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at hearustalk.com/whoishe.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. DJNewStyleShow.com, that's where all our episodes are. You can subscribe there, become our friends. And 316-768-4472, that's the number to call if you want to be a part of the show. With me, as always, a bald-headed man named Frank. Frank, how you doing about it?
What's going on? Newstead, I spoke to you earlier this evening, and I had made explicit directions and instructions on how I wanted to be referenced and addressed as. And you did not.
I completely. I don't know what you were. I forgot. I don't remember what you told me to call you. You wanted me to call you something different now.
I just wanted to tell you that. You know, I am now a Staples Gold member, and I want to. I'm a Staples Gold member. I want to be referred to as Mr. Staples.
I don't follow. So you sign up for the preferred customer program, and now because you frequent retail store, that's your identity. That's how you identify yourself, because you like to buy fucking Post-its.
I don't think you're aware of what I'm saying here. I do not have to order a minimum amount of merchandise in order to get free shipping. Are you aware of this? I could order a box of $1.99 paperclips, have them delivered to my office at no charge. How do you feel about that?
I feel like it's how many years into your business?
This is 15.
So you've had 15 years of paying for shipping paperclips? Like, really? You can't go to a Staples and just fucking pick shit up? Well, I don't understand. What's the... Hold on. I don't care about the value of it. Like, maybe it's a great deal. Like, who gives a fuck if it's a great deal? But why do you want me to call you Mr. Staples?
Because very few people... Are you aware I had the personal phone number of a Staples account manager? There's somebody who specifically said to me...
Can I call him?
No, you cannot.
What's his number?
I'm not telling you. He said to me explicitly, if you ever have any problems in our stores, you contact me directly.
Can you give me which city is the store in?
I'm not discussing any. He's called me from the corporate headquarters. Any store I go to. I have carte blanche in any store I go to.
Can I call that store?
No, you cannot call anybody.
If I call.
Because if you call, you will infringe on my benefits.
I don't care. What if I want to get my own benefits? And then I'll outrank you as far as Staples goes.
Okay, you know, a little modicum of gratitude would be very nice.
Oh, thank you, my cousin Vinny. Frank, I don't get it. So you're very impressed with yourself that you can save on shipping shit that you don't even use. You probably don't even use any of this.
I worked very hard. I scored a lot of rewards points. I was in the
trenches. This is something you had to work for? You couldn't just sign up? Like, you can't... Like, I could probably go to Staples right now, buy a mouse pad, and one of those fucking assholes at the registers with the fucking That Was Easy button would say, hey, do you want to become a fucking captain of envelopes?
Like that. See, that's what I'm trying to say. I did not sign up for this.
Do you want to be a letterhead lieutenant? Here's the pamphlet to fill out, like that bald fuck just did.
You don't know where I earned this rank. See, this isn't something I simply signed up for. I earned this rank through 15 years of ordering online.
Hold on. 15 years of ordering online.
Yes, I earned this rank of gold member.
Really?
I can order anything and not have to make the $50 minimum purchase in order to get free shipping. Anything I want to order, I can get free shipping. Anything.
So as of 1996, you were ordering online from Staples.com.
Yes.
You are so fucking full of shit. I bet you didn't even have internet access in fucking 1996.
All right, whatever. Say maybe since beginning.
Enough! Enough! You can get a lot of paper. I don't give a shit. Mr. Staples. You really want me to call you Mr. Staples? Is that what you want to be?
I just want you to recognize the status that I have achieved.
Like, why couldn't you get something that matters? Like, I'm sure Ed has, like, an airline status. Something like that. Like, something
Ed
that's
who?
Cool.
Ed who?
Your friend Ed. Our friend Ed.
Oh, because you got to tell the crowd who you're talking about.
I'm talking about Ed McGrath. Ed the Whoremaster. Ed the King. And Mr. Brothel. Like, he has cooler status than you do. Like, what is that? What is the coolest thing that you could get with your status?
I can get free coffee.
From where? Where do they have coffee?
If they have coffee at any participating stores, I can get a free cup of coffee.
Yeah, great. If they had porterhouse steaks at any of participating stores, they could tell you you're getting that too. What Staples has coffee?
Sometimes you will find a Staples that will have a kitchenette with coffee.
Oh, a little pot of swill next to the printing station?
Right.
Where the guy who was assembling chairs 2 weeks ago just fucking put it through a filter for you. I'm sure that's great coffee. What a benefit, Mr. Staples.
That's right!
Yeah.
You know, right!
By the way,
we recognize.
Listen, we were speaking earlier. And you know the thing I do remember? Not your cockamamie request for a fucking a different name. You know what I do remember? I was hearing you break our conversation apart. Like, we were speaking, and then all of a sudden, you would, I'm sorry, very important. We have a caller. 316-768-4472. Is this Ed? I have a higher status than Frank McGrath?
This is Ed Marriott Rewards Platinum McGrath.
Wow!
National Rental Car Executive Preferred.
Nice. So give us like a tip. What's like an average perk you could get with that?
Well, I get a free arrival gift with my Marriott.
See,
points usually, or an amenity from the gift shop.
What does that mean? What does
soda.
That mean?
A soda, a snack of some kind.
Oh, okay. And it's probably not like a fountain soda or a shitty coffee that some fucking paper jockey just put together.
No, I also upgraded rooms. Oftentimes, I just get the normal room, and I'm upgraded to a suite.
Wow!
With a better view.
Okay, and how many years did you have to wait before you were elevated to this status?
I got this. I earned this status my first year. It took a whole year. And it's 75 nights in a hotel room. That's a lot in a year.
So you, in 1 year, you were able to get this awesome status where you could get better hotel rooms, free rental cars, free fucking continental breakfast with the delivery of your car, and Frank has to buy shit from a website for 15 years to get a free cup of coffee they give to anybody who shows up to the store anyway.
Let's not understate this. I'm on Staples.com and I'm looking at his Staples Rewards Premier Gold status.
Okay.
And this is what he gets. Now, the Staples Rewards or Staples Rewards Premier, now they would only get 10% back on rewards on all ink and toner. No, not Frank. He gets 15.
Whoa!
That's right! 15, baby! 15!
Okay. Now, the Staples Rewards or Staples Rewards Premier, again, 10% on all case and ream paper. Frank, 15.
Whoa!
15, baby!
Oh, and also he's got these three things. Personalize my page featuring offers and much more. Dedicated account management. And also a dedicated customer service line. Since it's on the website, let me give that out to everyone, all the listeners. No.
Hold on. What's the number? What's the number?
Ed, I'm asking you please have to do that. Ed,
877.
877.
878.
878.
33.
Yep.
3-1.
877-878-3331. So this is the big reward Frank has. Access to this number, which is printed on a public website.
Yeah, let me tell you something about Ed McGrath. Ed McGrath, he's a trainer for people who use cell phones.
Would you like to give my company or any other pertinent personal information?
No, nothing at all. But
he's a security number, maybe.
Oh, I can. You want me to give your fucking company's number? I'll give it out right now.
Hold on, Frank. He didn't give out your company's number. He gave out a public number from some fucking imaginary secret club you think you're a member of.
I want to give you.
You're acting like you're part of the fucking Illuminati because you can get 15% back on a ream.
Are you aware that I'm an elite premier gold member? Okay, recognize. Let me tell you something about Ed. He's a trainer. Okay, so he says to the people. He pretty much has to tell people how to put the phone on and off. That's pretty much what he does, okay?
Yeah, because that's really all smartphones do is they turn on and turn off. They don't do email or applications.
So this
or
is what he does. He'll visit a retail place and he'll say, do you need help with your phone turning it on or anything? No? Okay. Can you tell me where the nearest Krispy Kreme is at? That's the extent of his job. That's it.
Hey, Ed, you know what? Why don't you go dry your tears in a fucking suite at the Marriott while Frank does a victory lap around the Penn aisle?
Ed, aren't you getting
15%?
You're forgetting to mention that you're getting an all-expense, probably a free vacation, aren't you?
I get rewards from these things. I get... On Continental, I earn miles. On Marriott, I earn points where I can go and
this
do
time,
things for free.
This time next year, Ed McGrath will be in the Big Island. When I mean that,
no,
I mean Hawaii.
I'm actually not going to the Big Island. I'm going to Maui, probably.
Is that impressive to you, Frank? Are you jealous?
I'm not. I'd love to go to Hawaii, absolutely. I probably will never be there, but I would still love to go.
Okay. Well, Ed, and, obviously you've outstatused Frank. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it, buddy. Good to hear from you again.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much. See ya. So, Frank, enough about this fucking Staples shit. I'm done with it. Like, really, it's terrible. Like, I am a gold card member at Starbucks, but I'm not asking you to call me Mr. Starbucks. If you're so dedicated to this new moniker, why don't you change your Twitter name to Mr. Staples?
All right, you could call me Frank for the rest of the show.
Oh, okay, Frank. Thank you. By the way, I wasn't calling you Mr. Staples. So you're not giving me permission. What I was saying before Ed called, and embarrassed you, by the way, was the thing I remember from speaking with you, not like this name that you demanded I call you, is that you would break our conversation and talk to someone who's in the room. Now, do you remember who was in the room with you?
Yeah, there was somebody in the room before you called, yes.
Oh, yeah. But I called you. You picked up the phone and engaged a conversation with me. And mid-sentence, you would just start talking to them.
That's right.
Who was in the room with you?
That's my daughter.
So it was your daughter?
Yes.
Your daughter was with you, and you were on the phone with me?
Yes.
And now, what was she doing in there with you?
She had needed help with her homework, reading comprehension.
Needed
and I was
a little help with her homework.
Yes.
A common thing.
Yes.
A child gets something, they go to their parents for help. The parent pays attention to the kid, works through it, and the kid learns a lesson. The kid comes away with a new skill, a new way to tackle a problem. Okay? What do I hear you do? I hear you just give up. Completely abandon the fucking help aspect and just shout bullet point answers to the questions. The freezer was cold. The food is cold. The food is good. They're cooking the food. The food is cold. The freezer. You're just shouting answers. Your way, by the way, your way of helping your kids with homework is getting frustrated and just giving them the answers. I observed this in 2 minutes' time, and I'm disgusted with you.
As I say to other people who have no children, until you have a child, you have no right to talk. Mm. You have no right to make an opinion.
But Frank, do you recognize that that's not really the best way?
What happened is I was explaining to her, do you remember when you're in school, they give you a paragraph or two and they give you a couple of questions?
Yes.
I was saying to her, read the question, because typically the questions they give you are in chronological order of where they occur in the paragraph.
Sure.
So I said to her, read the question and then look for the answer. Read the next question, look for the answer. They're going to be in chronological order. And I was explaining this to her, and she wasn't getting it. And then after a while, I just said, all right, it's in this sense. All right, it's in these two words. It's in this word here. And until she got it, you know?
Until she got it. What?
Right.
You were telling her the answers.
I was telling her where the answers were at.
Yeah, you were giving, you weren't helping. You were giving answers.
No.
You were huffing and puffing.
Well, I was trying to explain to her what to do, and it wasn't coming through. So that's how I was taught when I was a child. My father would yell at me
look how you've turned out.
My father would yell at me so badly. He would hit me in the head with a fucking pencil sometimes.
It's not really that bad. It's just a pencil.
Were you a guy who asked parents for help and stuff?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I think any kid does. You go to your parents when you need help. If you have your parents around, you'll go to them and try to get help.
But were there times? I mean, you know, my other daughter's asking me stuff that I haven't, you know, studied in 25 years.
Well, how old is she?
Well, my one daughter is 11.
She's 11. What type of stuff is she asking you that you don't know? Because you're acting as though it's been a while, but like you really just don't know it. And what stuff is it?
Well, like they were learning stuff on a periodical table and stuff like that.
Oh, so
and they were learning how to add and subtract mixed numbers and fractions and multiply fractions and sometimes you got to sugarcoat it. Sometimes I got to refresh my memory. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, but like the periodic table really is just something you look at.
Right, but she had to answer questions on it.
Okay. So you don't remember anything about it, or
I just didn't know what the abbreviation for zinc was.
We live in such a fucking amazing age that you've mastered online shipments of fucking paper and pens, but you can't Google something?
Oh no! I told her. I says Google it. I says if you want to find out, Google.
No, you Google it to help her if she has a question.
No, give her
the process.
My daughter likes to likes to have everything done the easy way.
She
so
goes
I have to,
easy way out. Is that how you were? You think?
No, I was not. No.
What happened? What happened?
I was a hard worker. Mm. I was a B student.
Yeah, but why didn't that transfer? That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
there's
just times where she goes, she'll get very frustrated, and it'll be late at night, and she'll be like, "All right, you know, what's this and this and that."
Frank, honestly, enough of this. I get the sense what happened? Something's bothering you. Did somebody do you wrong, Frank? Anybody do you wrong? Like you sound like you're on edge here. Something must have been bothering you.
Well, are you referring to a certain place that I went to?
Someone bother you there? Or?
Are you aware of something called Pollo Tropical? Pollo Tropical? Are you aware of Pollo Tropical?
No. I'm sorry, what was it called?
Pollo Tropical.
One more time, please.
Pollo Tropical.
Polio?
No, Pollo Tropical.
Pollo Tropical?
No, Pollo Tropical.
Polo?
Pollo Tropical.
No, I'm not aware of that.
Pollo is chicken in Spanish.
I understand.
And Tropical is tropical
yes.
In Spanish.
Yes.
So Pollo Tropical is tropical chicken.
Thank you for putting those two things together. I would never have figured that out. Thank you once again for just giving me the answer. Helping me and not teaching the man to fish.
There's a new
You handed me a fish. How will I eat for a lifetime? You're just giving me fish. So tell me about Pollo Tropical.
There's a place, a fast food place. I call it a fast food place, but they're not like fast food places because sometimes you may have to wait a little longer than usual, but they still have a drive-through window. I call it, you know, an upgraded food, if you will. And they have a couple of these in the part of the state that I live in.
Yeah.
And they just opened one up near where I live.
What's the place here?
Paul Yaw Tropical.
Okay.
And they have delicious plump grilled chicken. It's thick, meaty. And I got the Chipotle chicken.
Okay.
And the Chipotle chicken, and I asked for the sauce on the side because last time they put so much on, I really didn't enjoy it. So I asked for the sauce on the side.
Like a woman. Can I have the sauce on the side? And what I'll do is I'll dip my fork in so that I get a taste. And I don't just have the fattening sauce all over my meal. You'll just get a taste of the sauce. Can I have the sauce on the side at Polio Tropical? So you ordered it on the side. You got this delicious chicken. You're going to dip your salad fork in and then take a bite.
They give you in those little ketchup, you know, those little cups, and you just pour it on.
It's never enough, by the way. You need two.
No, no, it was enough. It was enough.
Bullshit.
But that's not the point.
Okay.
The point is, I gave her the dinero.
Finger? You gave her the finger.
No, the dinero. Dinero means money.
Why are you saying Spanish words now when you're just telling me a story?
Because I'm trying to make it more authentic.
Okay, but if you're going to make it more authentic, shouldn't you just say the entire story in Spanish? I mean, if you want to flex knowledge, maybe you should just...
I don't know all the words.
Oh, okay. Then maybe you shouldn't use any of the fucking words. By the way, you're not pronouncing anything correctly. Dinero. Not dinero. Not like how Jay-Z says De Niro. Please continue with your story. So you gave her the dinero.
Yes. It came to whatever it came to, you know, six whatever, 89 whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I gave her my $10 bill. She gives me my change. She gives me the greenbacks.
Oh, God, I hate you. I just fucking hate you. She gives you the paper money.
Right. Then I put out my hand, and she misses my hand by about a half a foot and drops the money all over the ground.
This is at a drive-thru?
Yes.
So she dropped all the coins all over?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And she says to me, oh, I'm sorry. Now what do I do now? Have you ever tried to open your door at a drive-thru? You can only open it for like
How many coins are we talking here?
That's irrelevant.
No, it is. It's plenty relevant. Accidents happen.
Probably wasn't more than 25 cents, but that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. The fact of the matter is she dropped the money, she says sorry, and she expects me to be inconvenienced and pick it up.
How close was she? Was she even like...
She was in a fucking window.
No. I mean, like, when she was handing you the money, was it like she was close to your hand, or she just barely missed it? Or was she pretty... Like,
you know what? To be honest with you... I just stick my hand out and wait for them to put the money in.
Because what I'm envisioning is that you were trying to speak to her in broken English just to make the whole transaction authentic. And at this point, she'd had enough and just fucking threw the money on the ground and said, sorry, sorry.
No, it wasn't like that at all. And I don't like the way I don't like your demeanor.
No, I'm sorry, but that's what you're doing now, telling me, a white man who doesn't speak Spanish.
But listen
about
to me.
Your encounter at this authentic Mexican drive-thru restaurant.
What should we have done? Am I supposed to open the door and lean over and pick stuff out of off the fucking street next to the gutter? I mean, or shouldn't she have went back to the register and gave me the change?
Is that what you wanted to do? You wanted to open the register and give you more change?
You know, first of all, you're acting as though what I'm asking for is incorrect. Of course you should do that, you dummy. It's my money.
Your money's right there within your reach. You could easily just pull up, open the door, and then go get your change. And go scavenge your change like you're a fucking homeless panhandler. And go pick it up and put it in your dumb fucking jeans pocket and drive away. And say something shitty to her. You would have every right. If you pulled up and just scrubbed around on the ground for your money... And you could have just thrown it back in the window at her and said, fuck you. You could have said something to her.
Have you ever opened your door at a drive-thru?
It was like 95 cents. I pulled up, I got my quarters, and I just drove away.
Okay, first of all, you typically have a shelf above you.
You so do. That's why you pull up.
You're going to bang your fucking head.
You bang your door and then your head.
Whatever.
Okay. So you pull up.
What she could have done is there's a big tip cup. She could have went into that tip cup and gave me the change.
She should have done that. I agree. If there is a tip cup. Now, at a drive-thru, I'm not really all that. Maybe at a Starbucks drive-thru, they have a tip cup. I've never seen a tip cup at a drive-thru. By the way, Frank, you know what? A little later, I have had a bad experience with some fast food that I want to rectify. I got to figure out how I want to handle that. But so she dropped your change. What did you do?
What could I do?
Did you say anything? Did you do anything? Or did you
just keep it inside?
Did you just keep it inside? You kept it inside.
I kept it all inside, waiting to explode.
Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just say, you dumb bitch? Look her right in the eyes. I mean, you have your food. You don't have to go back to, what was the name of the place again?
Pollo Tropical.
You don't have to go back there. You can just look at her and say, you're a dumb fucking bitch, and just drive away. And you would have felt so satisfied.
Whatever. You know what? I'm just telling you what happened.
And there was a tip cup there?
A tip cup.
How much did you put in?
You're kidding me, right?
Well, it's there.
How the fuck did I put it in if she dropped it? Ass.
You should have said then your tip's on the ground.
Oh, that would have been good.
Now you got to do it again.
Fuck good, this
is
man.
This is the jerk store thing all over again. You got to go over there, and you got to have the same transaction, and you got to make sure she drops the change so you could say that. Like, maybe move your hand out a little bit or just fake a tremor.
Right.
And then you could deliver that awesome line. See, I would have said something like that. I wouldn't have just fucking let it.
I don't think you would have said anything because you're a pussy as well.
Wait, did you say you're a pussy as well?
Yeah, you typically don't like confrontation, so.
So you basically just admitted that you're a gigantic pussy.
Well, I'm a pussy when it comes to stuff like that, absolutely, because I think of things after the fact.
I would have said something. I definitely would have. I would have said, well, what do I do now? And then they were like, well, I could give you out of the tip cup. Or your tip's on the ground. And drive away. And that's that. How about that? I don't know. But yeah, you know what? I don't like feeling wrong. Do you feel wronged from the fast food place? From the drive-thru? You feel like they got over on you?
I felt cheated.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're going to, you know, 11 cents is going to kill me, but I'm just saying. It's the principle. It's what I call the GP.
Are you familiar with Wendy's?
Absolutely. Probably my favorite fast food restaurant.
I love Wendy's. It's my favorite fast food place too. I mean, and I understand. And people from the West goes like, "Dude, In-N-Out, they have great coffee and chocolate." I don't know. I'm just trying to use whatever accent I can come up with. Get them animal style. Go to In-N-Out. It's the greatest.
Yeah, there's stuff that they don't have on the menu that you can order, and it's a secret menu, man.
Oh, what you do? You say 5x5 and fucking do a goddamn pirouette. I don't know. Anyway, fuck it. Wendy's is my favorite place. For fast food. If I'm going to have junk fast food, I'm going to go to Wendy's. And I got to tell you, Frank, I love a Frosty. Do you enjoy a Frosty?
I know what they are. I don't get them too often.
Really? Okay. The Frosties, you understand what they are. I don't have to explain it to you, right? It's obviously the thickest of all fast food dessert items.
Sure.
Thick. Really fucking thick. You can't. It's their equivalent of a milkshake, but you need a spoon. You would agree you need a fucking spoon.
Yes, well, in some cases, they actually give you a spoon in addition to the straw.
Well, typically, when you get a Frosty, they give you a spoon. That's what goes down. I ordered a burger, fries, and a Frosty. And
a double or a single?
Single. And I looked in the bag. As I'm driving away, there's only a straw. Now, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I have to wait until I get home so I can use a spoon. So I can actually eat the fucking Frosty. I felt wronged, Frank. Just like you did. When they dropped your change and cursed you out in some foreign tongue that you only pretend to understand. And I want to do something about it. I'm actually going to give them
You ain't going to do anything about it.
No, I want them to make it up to me. I want them to make it up to me. I'm going to give them a call right now. I'm just going to ask them.
Wait, you, let me tell you. You're actually going to call Wendy's up right now?
Yeah. I'm going to explain to them like a human what they did and how they messed up. And I'm going to ask. I'm going to see if I can rectify the situation. Working hard there. It might be, maybe it's past their, closed. Or they're ducking me.
Good evening, Wendy's out 10.
Hi, Wendy's, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a problem with something. I went through the drive-thru.
Okay.
And, I ordered a single, fries, and a Frosty.
Okay.
Okay. And now, when you order a Frosty, what do you put? What do you get in the bag?
When you order a Frosty?
Yeah. If I go to the drive-thru, and I'm driving, and I order a Frosty, what should be in the bag?
A straw and a spoon.
Exactly.
I'm sorry?
Exactly. Obviously, you weren't working the window when I went through, because they gave me just a straw.
Okay.
What am I supposed to do with that?
It's gonna be hard to eat without a spoon.
Yeah. So how are you gonna make it up to me?
I'll do whatever you want.
Jesus. I mean, I don't, really like the world is my oyster here.
Basically.
I don't know. Like, how about a couple of Baconators?
Okay. Do you want to come back tonight?
Can I come back to like tomorrow? Two Baconators and like maybe fries.
Okay. Write my name on the receipt. My
okay.
Name is Jared.
Cherry.
Jared.
Oh, Jared. Okay.
Yeah, we're the one that's on Route 10 next to...
Yeah, I know where you are. I know where you are. Yeah. Okay, so Baconator, two large fries, and a spoon.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Sorry,
go ahead.
I just say Jared?
Yeah, write my name on the receipt.
Okay.
I will write it down in our log. I'm off tomorrow on Thursday.
Receipt? So what are you talking about, receipt?
Okay. Then, when you arrive, tell them you spoke to me, and I'll make them aware that you're gonna that we owe you two Baconators, two large fries, and what else?
You know what, Jared?
Spoon.
Jared, you are a kind soul, and I just want to let you know that I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And can we make that three Baconators?
Three Baconators, three large fries.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
All right. I will not be here tomorrow. I don't know what time you plan on coming.
I don't listen. I got my own thing going on. I might be in there between like 9 a.m. and 3.
Okay.
Jared?
Yes.
I hate to be like this. Can we do four Baconators?
Yeah.
Okay, four Baconators, four large fries.
Four Baconators, four large fries.
And a spoon.
Okay.
Okay, Jared, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Okay, what's your name? Just so I can write it down for in my log.
Yeah, my name's Ken.
Ken, okay.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
You see that? Look at that. Look at that. I'm getting four Baconators tomorrow.
You were not expecting...
I am not...
Were,
there's
you were
no
not expecting
fuck, by the
that.
Way, by the way, there's no way in fucking hell I would ever go there. That guy would have promised me 25 fucking Baconators because you know why? He's going to ejaculate in 25 Baconators. And he's going to put it there
Dude.
In a bag marked jerk off.
Listen to me. In
equals,
all honesty,
equals
not,
Ken. Jerk off was, equals Ken. He's going to write on it.
He was very, very... I was shocked at how nice he was and how... that was totally unexpected. Would you agree?
Yeah, it really was. Like, I was expecting...
You were, when he says anything you want, you were a little taken. You were a little dumbfounded. You were waiting for a little bit of a back and forth.
To be honest, I was wondering if I should go, like, the gay route and like, get him to promise some kind of favor and then hang up and laugh. Anything you're looking for, buddy. All right. You know, I mean, you fucking promised.
I mean, he's going to give you four.
I don't know. I don't know. Grease up that fry hand.
You tell me the address. I'm going to go in, and I'm going to say I'm kidding. I'm getting that tomorrow.
I'll tell you where it is. If you really want to go ahead. Go collect your four Baconators.
You know what? I'm going to be up in that area tomorrow. I'm going to be eating good tomorrow. All right. Yeah, baby.
If you really have the goddamn balls to eat that food, I want you to tweet a picture of your four Baconators and four large fries. I would never collect on that. Never.
First of all, are you saying that he's going to put some on the side and wait for you and put them in a bag?
There's going to be a note that that basically has the back line lingo that tells all the fucking former criminals that they could just have their way with a bag of whatever the recipe is. Four Baconators, fries, go at it, and one spoon. So when you're done fucking this bag and wiping your ass with the inside of the wrapper for the burger, just put a spoon in there. Dude, those fucking things will be, they'll play floor hockey. Like it's goddamn ninth grade gym with the fucking patties.
I almost felt sorry for him a little bit that he was being so kind.
I wonder if he's just picturing his paycheck. He's like, well, looks like Jared's going to have to work overtime.
I bet you he's the fucking janitor and he doesn't even fucking work there.
A customer heard the phone and was tired of it. He just went over and picked it up. Whatever you want, dude. The register? Well, I don't give a shit. I'm not here tomorrow.
You resolved the issue.
I did.
So are you happy now?
I'm happy. I am happy.
Is there anybody else that you're unhappy with?
To be honest, I have a couple of places I'm unhappy with.
Really?
Well, I mean, how many times do I talk about the dome lids being gone from Quick Check? Amanda went to...
Who's Amanda?
Amanda's my girlfriend, by the way. She purchased, the refrigerator packs of Coke cans?
Okay.
There was like a 12-pack. And when she carried them in, I noticed they were dripping. One of them was dripping. And we looked at it, and there was like two puncture marks through the cardboard and through one of the cans. Like that kind of irritated me. We had a whole issue in our pantry at our house where we were noticing like a vinegar smell for like weeks. And we're like, I don't know what that is. Probably the fucking previous owners. And then eventually we traced it down. Like we played that find the smell game. You know, when you smell something weird, you track it down, and it ended up being the pantry and the soda cans in there, I guess, had a minute crack or something in them, and they all leaked, and they all fucking rotted, and it all stunk like sour vinegar, and there was mold and shit. It was gross. So now I'm seeing these dripping cans, and I'm thinking, great, this is all I fucking need. What if they're all fucking punctured? Take them all fucking back. She's like, no, the one can is okay. I'm like, well, leave them on the goddamn doorstep. So we left them by the front door. I'm not putting them in the fucking closet.
What happens is a lot of times the reason they get cut is when they use the box cutter and they cut them real quick.
It looks like fucking no. It looked like two vampire teeth. Like it was two pokes of something into the can. Two.
Like somebody took like an ice pick,
like a pen or something like that through the fucking can. You know what? I'm gonna fucking rectify this right now. You know, I'm testing my luck here. Let's see. I hope they don't have like some kind of a menu. They probably do. I'm just going to see what the fuck is up here.
Keeper calling CBS Pharmacy located at
1325
Ewing, New Jersey.
Whoa!
Continuar en español. Presione 7.
To refill a prescription, press 1. Doctors, press 2. Pharmacy, press 3. Non-pharmacy calls, press 4. To repeat these options, photo, press 1. General store questions, press 2. Please hold while we transfer your call.
All right, Frank, we're going to get to the fucking bottom of this right now. You be quiet.
Thanks for calling CVS. Yes, I was thinking, can I help you?
Hi, I have a problem with something I bought at your store.
Mm-hmm.
I bought Coca-Cola cans.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fridge packs.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. And two of them were punctured. They had two, like, poke marks through them, and they're all leaking.
You can just bring them back. Do you want to return them or exchange?
So I have to drive to you to take them back? I have to return them?
Yeah, there's...
Is that the best you could do for me?
There's nothing we could do over the phone. You would have to come to the store.
God, I mean, you guys should take a lesson from, like, Wendy's. You know? So I got to bring them back?
Yes, there's no other way.
Can you, like, go and find two good ones that aren't punctured for me and keep them up front?
Is it a 12-pack?
Yeah.
Or just a regular Coke?
Yeah, just the regular Coke.
All right.
Make sure that...
Make in 10 minutes.
I know, but just keep them up front, and I'll pick them up tomorrow. Make sure they're not dripping, please.
All right.
No punctures.
Okay.
It looks like two little pokes from a pen. You might want to check your staff. I think they might have done it, because they probably don't like... Maybe they're mad at somebody.
All right, I'll go bring them up to the front for you.
Can you throw an extra one in for free?
No, I can't.
If I go there and complain, can I get like 10% off?
Probably not.
So really,
talk to a manager.
I'll talk to the manager. Don't worry about that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm really upset.
All right, that?
You see that?
You got shafted a little bit.
You see that? I got fucked.
You got.
I may have to go drown my sorrows in some fucking Baconators with Jared. I may have to go do that.
First of all, you had a young girl who really had
doesn't
no
care.
Idea what to
They're leaving in 10 minutes. They don't give a fuck. They're probably not even working tomorrow. If you're not working tomorrow at a CVS, someone calls in a complaint, you'll promise, you just tell them whatever the fuck to get them off the phone. Nothing I can do, sorry. But the medicine is poison. Yep, sorry, we're closing in 10 minutes. There's nothing I can do. You gave me poison. My children are dying. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're going to have to call someone else. Try Rite Aid down the street. They're open till 12.
First of all, why would you be getting Coca-Cola at a fucking drugstore?
Hey, listen, Amanda loves coupons. Okay, I don't understand it. I don't know how she does it, but she'll be able to get. She probably got them for free anyhow. So we're really complaining about free soda. That's really the purpose of that call. I didn't even realize that until now. Most of the shit that she'll get at like a CVS is fucking free. So. I don't know how they stay in business. I don't know.
They stay in business because they have customer.
They're basically a fucking supply depot for Amanda. She just goes in and orders what she wants and never pays. That's really it. And she's not lifting the shit. She just has clever coupon fucking things. No, NorCal Murph. She is not a thief. She's using coupons or coupons or whatever the I don't know how to say it. I don't know. I mean, Frank. I got to tell you something about something real quick, though, before we continue. The greatest video chat service of all time. When I say that, what do you think of?
I think of the pioneer of all software is what I think of. And that is
all software.
Yeah. Pardon? Yes, yes.
Yes.
And I think of the award-winning software that you're going to tell us about right now.
I see you, too. Now, Frank, do you know the URL?
Yes, I do, but I would like for you to say it.
It's ICU2.com. It's ICU2.com. Download it now. Try it out. It's free to try, okay? Give it a whirl. See if you like it. Communicate with people face-to-face, voice-to-voice, and on occasion, titties, penises, masturbators, whatever you're into. I'm sure you could probably rig it up so that you have your eyes directly staring at whatever you want to stare at, wherever it's located, on ICU2. To get it, ICU2.com. People's Choice Award-winning software, okay? All right? Try and find some other People's Choice Award-winning software. It's difficult, okay? Very difficult if you don't use Google. ICU2.com. Put it on your fucking Windows computer. Come on. Frank, I was shafted by CVS.
You know, CVS is nothing other than customer value and service. And you were...
I had no idea what it stood for. I really had no idea.
You were, without a doubt, no service. So I just call them CV.
Yeah, well, I guess it was the value. I am a customer. There was no service. There was actually negative service because they destroyed the item that we came away with. I'm convinced it's one of those employees. And I understand it. Listen, I understand the mentality of wanting to destroy something because you're locked in a shitty retail job.
A lot of people don't notice, but you used to work at a now defunct...
A lot of people are unaware. I used to work at Frank's Nursery and Crafts.
Which is now defunct because defunct. You led to the downfall of them. Because when you worked on the forklifts, you just crashed into fucking pallets. Isn't that correct?
You know where I would have worked if I knew it existed? If it existed in my area?
Where?
Polio Tropical.
I see.
That's where I would work. And you know what I would do anytime a bald asshole came through the drive-thru?
What's that?
Throw his change on the ground. Oh. Yep, that's what I would do. But I understand it. You want to cause damage because you're upset that this is what you do. This is where you are.
Yes.
You're not elsewhere. You're not enjoying your life. You're wearing a smock.
I'm going to confess something right now, here and now. Okay, I did. I actually participated in that kind of activity at my younger age.
Excuse me?
I used to work.
Wait, you participated in what activity?
In damaging products for my own benefit. And I will reveal what I'm talking about. Back in the 80s, I used to work at the ShopRite, the Experience.
I worked the Experience.
I worked the Experience. It was called the Experience because this was one of the first superstores where they had, you know, mist coming out of the produce aisle.
Wow.
Where they had big barrels of bulk foods. Okay, this was the forerunner.
Did they have a pickle barrel?
Of course!
Wow.
What I would do is I used to work – sometimes I would work in the frozen food department, and I would purposely damage Dove Bar boxes in order so I can go into the back and eat them up.
Yeah.
Dove Bar, delicious. They're delicious, delicious. They're not like the typical Eskimo pies where the chocolate is very cheap. The Dove Bar chocolate is authentic, creamy chocolate. And I would go and I would pack them out and crush them because then you have to – with frozen food, you got to throw it out if it's damaged. So then I would just go in the back freezer and eat it all out myself.
You would eat the garbage, basically.
I would eat – no, I would eat what
you
was
broke it and they had to throw it out and then you would eat it.
Well, I would eat it before it was thrown out.
You would eat it on the way to the garbage?
On the way to the garbage chute.
Wow. I actually feel bad for the ice cream bars that didn't get to make it to the garbage, to the better place. The ice cream bars that didn't have to work its way through your terrible fucking digestive system. Frank, I got to tell you, talking to you, speaking with you before the show, you let out a lot of disgusting information. You told me that you noticed that you pissed. First of all, the fact that you started a new thought in our conversation, a new like leaf in the tree of our fucking conversation with, I was taking a piss today. And then you said that you noticed a smell from yourself. A smell. Do you care to elaborate?
Well, sometimes, you know... Odors arise from certain covered items on your body.
Hold on.
And you notice it.
Covered items, what, like under your balls, something like that? Like skin that doesn't see the light of day a lot? Or?
No, I'm referring to foreskin.
You have a foreskin? You're uncircumcised?
No. I was born circumcised, but throughout the years I became uncircumcised.
Are you telling me that your foreskin regenerated itself?
Yes, it's grown back. So now it's as though I'm not circumcised.
Wait.
So you
remember a time where you enjoyed the life of being circumcised? Like you remember it?
Right.
And then gradually over your lifetime,
over the last few years, I would say. It's no longer circumcised.
So your entire foreskin grew back in over the last few years?
Yes.
How many years? Like,
I'd probably say within the last 5 years or so.
In 5 years. So you've lived 35 years uncircumcised.
Right.
But only now.
Only now, yeah.
Only now. How many years have you been fully uncircumcised again?
I'd probably say about 5 years I've been uncircumcised.
No, hold on. there wasn't a gradual period. You just fucking woke up and you had it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a gradual thing. It's, you know, but I'm saying, you know, it started probably 5 years ago.
So you went your whole life going through the sanitary rituals of a circumcised man.
Yes, yes. And now I'm.
Oh no!
What?
You don't know how? Like if. I have no idea. I'm a circumcised man. I have no idea what the fuck I'd have to do for myself if I had a foreskin. I guess you pull it back? You gotta pull it back? Let it air out or something?
I mean, well, I guess you gotta pull it back.
See, you lived your whole life not even like knowing this, and now I guess you're saying you have it back.
Right.
Although Ed is contesting that you just have a small dick and didn't know it until now. Like, your dick shrunk and the skin is staying the same. You actually lost dick size. That's what he's saying. Rather than the foreskin growing back. Anyway, so now you have shit trapped under skin. That's like
I don't want to get too graphic. It's not like there's anything trapped under there. I mean, there's nothing visible.
So you took a piss today and you smelled. What did you smell?
Well, whatever I consume is what I smell. So if I drink a lot of coffee, I smell coffee.
Well, no, that's in the piss. But you weren't saying.
But you had a theory, though.
You were telling me about a smell. You took your dick out. You smelled rotten dick. That's the impression you left on me from telling this story. You told me that you smelled a rotting dick when you went to go take a piss.
Like when I pull my pants and underwears down.
Pants and what?
Underwears. I could. Oh. You could. There's definitely some type of odor. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. So you have this foul odor. It's got to be because you're not cleaning it properly. Over the last few years, this is a relatively new thing for you. If it's only 5 years of your life, it's not very long because you're very old. So the last 5 years, you've had this gradual filmy cheese building up that you've never taken care of. There's wetness in there that's not fucking airing out. Like, you ever been in somebody's house when there's moisture in the basement and they don't open it for a while?
Mm-hmm.
That's your dick skin.
Well, I don't. I mean,
your dick is a musty basement.
You say wetness. I mean, obviously, you know, I don't dry every single part of my body when I get out of bathing myself because you know there's certain body parts obviously you don't dry.
Wait, what don't you dry?
Well, typically you don't dry your back. You typically don't dry, you know, anything.
You don't dry your back. What are you talking about? What do you do? Just shake like a fucking dog or air dry and wait?
Well, typically you don't really dry underneath below your knees. You don't dry your feet. You don't dry under your feet.
Yeah, you do. Frank, weren't you? So you don't dry your feet?
I never dry my feet. I guess it's why my feet are all chapped and decaying.
Isn't that why you needed like fuck? You have like athlete's foot and shit. Don't you have like torn up? Like disgusting toes and shit.
No, well, they have a lot of dry skin. I have a lot of dry skin.
Yeah,
and I guess that's probably why.
Yeah, your shit is rotting. You probably have severe athlete's foot from not ever drying between your toes. Like no air ever gets in there, so it's like fucking mildewy and shit. You have rotting skin. Wherever skin touches skin, you have to dry that shit out. Like between your nuts and your legs, between your toes, your fucking. You have a foreskin. You gotta clean that shit out. Your armpits, everything. You gotta dry yourself. Why do I have to explain to you that you need to use a towel after a shower? Why? How is it that you've gotten yourself in such a position? At what? How old? 40 years old?
40? I'm 40 years old. 40.
And you don't know how to fucking clean yourself. You don't know how to fucking clean yourself. And you're you know what? You're probably passing on the same bad hygiene. As much of a germ freak as you like to think you are, you're fucking filthy. you always talk about having a torn asshole, a chapped ass. Maybe it's because you're not drying. It's fucking rotting. You ever think about that?
You dry your ass crack?
Yes.
I don't even dry my ass cheeks.
Do you go between them?
No.
So you just let the water hang out in there.
Yeah. I just the air dries it.
Yeah. No wonder you have permanently cracked fucking infected ass. No wonder your asshole is always a problem.
Do you realize that I ran up, I was talking to my wife about a bill I got, a doctor bill I got. Do you realize I have eight doctors? I have eight doctors. I have a dermatologist for my skin. I have the ass doctor. What do they call the ass doctor?
Proctologist. Does he ever put anything in you?
Well, I just went for the colonoscopy that one time.
Oh, okay.
I have obviously I have a shrink that I go to.
You still do?
Well, just once a year to get my medication.
Oh, so it's an insurance scam that you're speaking about right now.
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, okay.
you know, I have an orthopedic doctor. Oh, I have an orthopedic doctor now because I have a...
What?
I have an orthopedic doctor because I found out that the cartilage in between my knee was torn. I have a torn meniscus. Meniscus. I have a torn meniscus. I'm just in fucking bad shape.
It's so good. Just stay where you are. What are you doing to fix any of it? Do you have these doctors to work on you, right?
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that once you get another doctor, you never decrease the number of doctors? The number of doctors in your life only fucking increases for you?
Yeah, I mean,
do you realize that?
I'm feeling the effects of my age.
I think that the deal is one doctor gets you in their office and they're like, "Holy shit. Wow, I could retire with just this person." I just tell him this is wrong, that ends up not being wrong. He goes for it. He thinks he's got it. So I'll just keep stringing him along forever and ever. And then that guy goes to a fucking convention and accidentally drops your name while he's a little bit too drunk to another doctor. And they're like, "Oh shit, well I was just you know, my daughter's got her own practice looking at bald people's assholes. I gotta refer him. You gotta give me a referral." So they fucking set that up. Next thing you know, a couple conventions later, you have eight doctors. And they're all just fucking toasting over your fucking checks that you send them. They all stack their checks up from you, and they all just clink martini glasses together and say things like "huzzah," and they make fun of your baldness and your torn asshole, and they laugh. And it's because you choose to never improve. You choose to never fix yourself. You're making that choice. You realize that, right? Do you realize it?
This is how lazy I've become, and this is to add on to that. The doctor gave me medication, pain medication, to deal with the torn meniscus. I'm too lazy to go to the fucking pharmacy and refill it. So I'm over here.
Meniscus.
The meniscus.
Christ. It's not a meniscus.
It's a meniscus.
Meniscus.
Oh, meniscus. I have a torn meniscus. I am too fucking...
It's a special club that will break if your golf swing isn't correct.
I am
the
too
meniscus.
I am too lazy.
That's an old one, kids.
I am too lazy to go to the pharmacy to refill the prescription for the pain medication that I'm actually just suffering because I'm too lazy to go to the fuck. That's how fucking pathetic I am.
Yeah. I mean, what do you want me to say? No, you're not. No.
No, I want you to agree.
Yeah, you are pathetic.
Well, I'm not pathetic. I'm lazy.
You're pathetic, Frank. You have a fucking team of doctors now. You have a medical team. When are you going to realize that you need to care about yourself or anything?
Going to the doctors, aren't I? So that means I'm caring for myself if I'm getting the stuff taken care of. I had to get do you know that I've had two MRIs in the last 6 months?
Is that good? Aren't you not supposed to have like more than one a year? I don't really know, but it doesn't seem like you should have that much like, is it radiation? They radiate you, right?
I had to get what they call a contrast.
Wait, the MRI is the tube, right, that you go through? Is that right?
Yeah, twice.
Oof.
And the
How
first
was that?
One,
How was it? How
the first one, the first one is they do something that's called a contrast. So they injected me with something, and my whole body just was warm, and I felt a metallic taste in my mouth. It was just – my whole body was warm. I couldn't feel anything in my bowels, and I was afraid that I was going to shit my pants because I couldn't feel if my sphincter was going to let loose or not. So I was afraid I was going to shit my pants because I couldn't feel it.
Frank, what are you going to do? What are your plans for life? What do you want out of life?
I think we all have been through this before. I want my children to grow up and take care of me and my wife when I'm young. I'm old. We've been through this ad nauseum. I'm giving them a great life now. They will reward me when I'm old.
You want them to take care of you when you're what?
When I'm old.
Good luck. Good luck getting there. I bet you they hope the doctor team stays intact. Because those doctors aren't trying to fix you, Frank. They're not. You haven't had to terminate the services of one doctor out of being successfully dealt with. You just keep getting new doctors to just give you shit.
Doctors in different categories. They're different doctors.
Yeah, because different problems. I predict in a year you'll have two more doctors.
How many doctors do you have?
One. I go to checkups.
A lot younger than I am.
10 years.
Okay, I had one doctor when I was your age, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and then in 10 years' time, it all fell apart. Now you have 8. I would like to think that at 40, I'm not going to have fucking 10 doctors or 8 doctors or whatever the fuck you have. I don't know, Frank. I do, however, think that I hope you get another doctor to deal with your smell. I think you called it fish dick.
That's the untechnical term is fish dick.
What's the technical term?
I haven't figured that out yet.
You'll find out when you get your next doctor.
Yes.
Your next doctor will give you the actual official term for smelly, unwashed, underneath the foreskin area. Fuck it, feta cheese and grease. Greasy feta cheese. I bet when you roll back your new foreskin, like a half of a Greek salad falls out. Fucking smelly. You said you were disgusting yourself with the smell. Frank, is there anything you'd like to tell the listeners of the show? Any advice you'd like to give them? Just a line or two.
Keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Keep your feet in the ground.
And keep reaching for the stars.
Yes. Don't move. Don't do anything. Bury your feet where you are and stretch. That is the story of you. Plant your feet firmly in the ground and then stretch for what you want. Words from Frank. Frank, thanks for being a part of the show, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Episode 287. The significance, Frank? A little known interstate that runs through the greatest state. Thank you for tuning in. DJNewStyleShow.com. See ya.